Okay, let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Huckberg. I got a joke from Reverend Dan Shutters in Grays Lake and Cheryl Campen and Frank Toka in Kewaunee. Lynn Siapas in Lake Zurich. Tom and Jan in Libertyville sent in a joke. Harlan in Arizona sent one. Jim Polizzi didn't. Stephen D. in Atlanta sent us a joke. Thank you, Dan Finnegan in West Dundee. He says, keep doing what you and your team are doing. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Best moments of my day. Thank your entire A team. Vic Shields sent us a joke from Pretzel City, USA, a.k.a. Freeport. The history of, that's a joke. Okay, so let's do the jokes. Last night, the internet stopped working, Dave, so I spent a few hours with my family. They seem like nice people. A friend of mine has a trophy wife.
She's really good looking.
It wasn't first place. Hey, Dave, I burned 2,400 calories yesterday.
Wow, what'd you do?
I put a pizza in the oven and then completely forgot about it. Actually, I am going to a fitness trainer. He asked me, what kind of squat are you accustomed to doing? And I said, diddly. I say, people who finish their shampoo and conditioner bottles at the same time should be in charge of everything. I asked the librarian where the self-help section was at the library. She wouldn't tell me. I asked the librarian, where were the books on paranoia? And she said,
they're right behind you.
My cousin's not too bright. He walked into the library and said, I'd like a cheeseburger and fries. The librarian said, sir, this is a library. He said, oh, I'd like a cheeseburger and fries. If you cross a patriot and a dog with curly hair, what do you get?
A Yankee poodle.
What was the wildest battle of the Revolutionary War, Dave?
That would be the Battle of Bunker's Hill.
George Washington wanted to lighten things up with the troops.
Who'd he call?
Lafayette. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Philadelphia?
At the bottom. Come on, Dave. My wife is sleeping in the other room now.
Oh, no. What now?
Well, she says that she's tired of my late-night Elvis impersonations.
So what'd you do?
Well, so last night I knocked on her door at 3 in the morning and I said,
are you lonesome
tonight? Hey, honey.
Tonight?
What I said.